All right. Okay, we're going to have a live mic right now.
Thank you. Good morning, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this meeting of the Orange County Housing and Community Development Commission for Thursday, January 23rd, 2025. Commissioner Buck, can you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance? Please stand and join me in honoring the flag of our great nation.
Ready to begin?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We will now proceed to the agenda for this morning's meeting. The agenda contains a brief general description of each item to be considered. Except as otherwise as provided by law, no action shall be taken on any item not appearing on today's agenda. Public comments are not unlimited and do not include the right to defame or slander. The use of profanity that causes a disturbance or disruption in the proceeding and is truly objectionable is not allowed, and it may cause us to have to take a recess from the meeting. Public comments must be within the subject matter jurisdiction of this commission. As such, attacks on persons who are not subject to the jurisdiction of the commission will not be heard. Madam Clerk, will you please take roll?
Yes, good morning. Ms. Ann Nguyen. Second call for Ms. Ann Nguyen. Ms. Tracy Law is excused. Mr. Mike Alvarez.
Here.
Thank you. Ms. Carrie Buck.
Here.
Thank you. Ms. Stephanie Otto.
Here.
Thank you. Mr. James Mai.
Here.
Thank you. Mr. Wayne Carvalho.
Here.
Thank you. Ms. Carla Wilkerson.
Here.
Thank you. Ms. Helen Smith-Gardner is excused. Mr. Mike Frost. Second call for Mr. Mike Frost. Ms. Cecilia Hupp is excused. Madam Chair, we have quorum, and I'd like to announce some housekeeping items before we begin. Please note that if a quorum is lost due to members leaving early or other reasons, the chair should promptly end the meeting. If you wish to comment on a specific agenda item in person, please complete a speaker request form identifying the item number, your name, and deposit the completed form in the box that's located next to the clerk. To speak on a matter not appearing in the agenda but under the jurisdiction of the HNCD Commission, you may do so during public comment items. Speaker request forms must be deposited prior to the beginning of the consent calendar, the reading of the individual agenda items, the opening of the public hearing, and or the beginning of public comment items. When your name is called, please come to the podium and begin your comment by stating your name or pseudonym for the record. Members of the public desiring to speak should address all remarks with 3 minutes allotted to the speaker per occasion. And Madam Chair, an update for attendance. Mr. Mike Frost is present. Mr. Mike Frost, will you please stay here?
Oh, here, yes.
Thank you.
I was also at the other place, too, so I'm here twice.
And all staff noted on the agenda are in attendance.
Okay, thank you for that. We'll first move to the minutes. Approve the summary of minutes of the meeting held on December 5th, 2024.
Carla Wilkerson,
Let me ask I need to ask for public comments first, I think, right?
Yes.
That's okay. Sorry. First day on the job. Do we have any public comments for this item?
Madam Chair, there's no request for approval of minutes.
Okay, thank you so much. I will now entertain a motion to move agenda item 4.
Carla Wilkerson, I make the motion to accept the minutes.
I'll second if there's no changes.
Okay, motion made by Commissioner Wilkinson, seconded by Mike Alvarez. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, motion carries. Okay, we do not have a presentation at this time. Again, this is a time, and now we move on to public comments. Public comments at this time, members of the public may address the HNCD Commission regarding any items within the subject matter jurisdiction of the Commission. Provided that no action shall be taken on any agenda items unless authorized by law. Speakers will have 3 minutes to address the commission, and the clerk will run the timer and announce when your time has expired. Madam Clerk, have we received any public comments?
Madam Chair, no request to speak on item number 6 of public comments have been received.
Thank you. Okay, we now move on to the consent calendar, item number 1. Resident Advisory Board for the Orange County Housing Authority 2025 Annual Plan and 5-Year Public Housing Agency Plan. January Johnson will be presenting. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. January Johnson, Housing Manager for the Orange County Housing Authority. So, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development regulations require that all public housing agencies, including OCHA, administering the Housing Choice Voucher Program, prepare a public housing agency plan. That public housing agency plan is made up of 2 parts. It's an annual plan and a 5-year plan. The 5-year plan's purpose is to establish a set of goals that help you achieve your mission. And every 5th fiscal year will come to the public to get that established 5-year plan approved. The annual plan is a progress report on how we are meeting those goals that we established in the 5-year plan. A resident advisory board is required by regulation to assist and make recommendations in the development of the plan. So in the past years, the Housing and Community Development Commission has appointed the members as the members of the Residency Advisory Board for the development of this plan. The Resident Advisory Board will review the information in the plan, make recommendations to our staff on the proposed plan, and recommends adoption to the board. We will be bringing both the annual and the 5-year plan, if you guys appoint yourselves as a Residency Advisory Board, at the next meeting.
Okay, so our recommended, I think I've read the recommended action, yeah. So I'll entertain a motion to move consent item 1.
Carrie Buck, make a motion to move consent item 1.
And do I have a second?
Mike Frost, Dana Point, second.
Excellent, motion was made by Commissioner Member Buck and seconded by Commissioner Member Frost. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, motion carries unanimously. Okay, discussion calendar items. There are no discussion calendar items. Item number 9, public hearing. There are no public hearing items. So we'll move on to 10, reports of staff and commission members. We first have up is January Johnson again with our Orange County Housing Authority update.
Good morning again, January Johnson, Orange County Housing Authority. Our update is strictly about funding today, so I just wanted to kind of give you guys where we stand with funding, because I know that you probably are seeing it in a lot of news, or it's always a chatter at the beginning of the year. And so I want to be able to provide you guys an update. Mostly, our housing authorities were on a calendar year for funding, so from January to December. Unfortunately, we don't typically know what our funding is until about May of the year, so we're kind of in this holding pattern until we receive our funding notice. Right now, because we're under a continuing resolution until March, our funding is remaining exactly the same as it was in 2024. I'm just letting you know that our funding that we had in 2024 estimates that we will not be able to maintain our current assistance levels with 2024 funding due to inflationary factors. And so we are anxiously waiting to see what our 2025 funding is, but in the meantime, that means we will not be selecting any names from our waiting list, and we're just in a holding pattern at this time. So I just wanted to provide that update. We will keep you guys posted as we hear anything coming down the line about funding.
Carrie Buck, as a result of freezing the waiting list for now and funding, we find out in May what that looks like. Do you expect that after May you would make that decision, or would it come before May?
Because our funding is based on either the budget signed by the president, and it will either be the Senate budget or the House's budget. Both budgets look lower than our previous funding levels. So I do not anticipate being able to pull from the waiting list, but we won't know until we get closer to what those budgets actually look like.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Ms. Johnson?
Okay. Oh, you do. Yeah. Yes. Mike Frost, Dana Point. January, I think I've asked you this before, but just I've always been curious, how do you manage, how does the whole group manage we've got a bunch of people with vouchers out there. Obviously, we certainly would never want to take some away, but how do you manage the fluctuations? Is there like a net, is there like an extra amount you always need to have? I mean, what if we get so low this year? Would we ever have to, I mean, what would we do if we ever had to take a voucher away, or how do you manage that?
It's a broad question, so I'll try my best to try to answer it as best as possible. So you're right, there are challenges in being able to manage a budget as large as ours is with the number of people that we have that we're assisting over the course of a year. Because of that, we are typically working with HUD on a monthly basis, and we look at our budget over a 2 to 5 year period. So we are anticipating what is happening in the future based on inflationary rates and what rental costs are going to increase to. And we plan in way in advance on what will happen with our funding. We always are cautionary on the amount of money that we'll receive because it's whole, you know, everybody is asking for money, so we're not alone in that. So we're very cautious on the amount of money that we have. In the event that we do not have enough money to serve everybody, and there is no money available to be able to offset that, even though we do have a fund that could help offset that right now, and we have a plan for that. But let's say this goes on for 3 years, or 4 years, or 5 years. There is a plan in our administrative plan that we take to you guys and to the board for review that has established what our process will be if we have to start releasing people from having a voucher, how we start determining who gets terminated from the program. And so that is in our administrative plan. Does outline exactly what our process would be. For example, if you have people who are not housed and they're out searching, those would be the first people we would be assisting because they're not currently housed. And so you wouldn't want to take somebody away from housing. And then it goes through a whole process of who you would help first. People who are not in compliance with the program, people who haven't been paying their rent, things like that, before you finally get to your households that are using the system, our service. But we have a very strong plan in place that I don't anticipate us getting there. That's worst case scenario, and I do not anticipate that happening.
I wouldn't think so. And that bucket of money that we basically have saved for a rainy day, is that, do you aim for a certain percentage of our total budget within, you know, or what does that equal?
HUD recommends that you have approximately 4% of your overall costs held. Currently, right now, we have a little more than that, but this worst case to tap into that. We're hoping that we'll have enough funding in the form without having to tap into that. We have a little bit more than that. So.
Thanks.
And it should be in your packet, too. All of this funding information should be in your packet, so you'll be able to go through and you can find exactly what those numbers look like.
I figured it probably was. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you. Thank you so much, January. If there's no other questions, we'll move on to the next report. Craig Fee, Community Development Manager.
Commissioner Limmer, is Craig Fee, Community Development Manager for Housing and Community Development. Update on the 5-year consolidated plan. I gave you a small update in December, and this is another one. I'll just go from the beginning in case you weren't here. The 5-year consolidated plan is a planning document for the use of HUD funds under the Community Development Block Grant, Home Investment Partnership, and the Emergency Solutions Grant programs. The fiscal year 25-29 COM plan assessment is currently being updated for the next 5 years and is due to HUD on May 15, 2025. The updated plan will identify the current housing and community development needs in the urban county and sets forth a strategic plan for addressing the identified needs. It also satisfies a minimum statutory requirements of the CDBG home and ESG programs. A consultant, Veronica Tam Associates, is assisting the county in compiling the information required for the con plan. The consultant and staff conducted a series of outreach meetings starting in October, consisting of 2 service provider meetings and 5 community outreach meetings throughout the participating cities and unincorporated areas of Orange County. There will also be a survey available until January 24th, not too much longer, throughout these areas in Orange County, asking the public about community development needs in their neighborhoods. Once the draft plan is completed, we'll bring it to the commission for your review. As part of that, the annual application process for the public facilities and improvements fiscal year 25-26 annual action plan has been completed. There were 6 applications submitted for participating cities. The next step is to award the contracts, which will be part of the fiscal year 25-26 annual action plan, submitted to the board in April of 2025 for final approval. Award and non-award letters will be sent out to all of the applicants. Questions?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, we move on to our next report from Housing Development, Michelle Sadiba. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you. Michelle Sadiba, Housing Development Manager. Excuse me. So this month's commission report covers December 2024, where we brought forward proposed recommended changes to policy and process for the county's 2025 notice of funding availability. We did bring this to the Project Review Advisory Panel for consideration. As part of the recommended changes, we were updating our priority and preference for our NOFA applications to include Home Heat Plus, which I think I mentioned last time that State HD has released a notice of funding availability, and the applications to this state are due in May. And so as we're gearing up for that, we want to have the ability to include any type of Home Heat Plus application for us to be able to provide resources for, such as capital or project-based vouchers. Our recommended changes also included updating policy to reflect current requirements, such as Build America, Buy America for federally funded projects, and additional procurement due diligence items. Some of the changes also added some flexibility in the NOFA process to streamline application review, such as allowing developers to engage directly with the county's environmental consultant to kickstart that environmental review process and produce a draft environmental assessment. It also aligned our requirements, which we typically do align with state and federal regulations. And so some of the updates are stemming from alignment with the California Tax Credit Allocation Committee requirements, as well as adding clarifying language to existing terms or policies. So not a lot of major updates, but tweaks that we typically try to do every year to make sure that our NOFA is up to industry standards, it's meeting all of the federal, state, and local requirements, and that we're providing clarification on anything that developers may find ambiguous as they're going through the review process. So these recommended changes will be brought forward to the Board of Supervisors for consideration in February 2025. And then since this reporting period covers December, I'm not going to go over the January 9th Project Review Advisory Panel meeting, which will be covered in the next HD Commission. And then our next Project Review Advisory Panel meeting will be on February 13th, where we do anticipate bringing, I think, at least two projects forward for underwriting potentially. And Julie, are you covering potential groundbreakings and grand openings in your director's report?
No, go ahead. This is Julie Bidwell, Director, OCHCD. Michelle, you go ahead and cover grand openings, groundbreakings, and then if you would double back and let the commission know about how much money are we recommending for this NOFA that's going to be released?
Yes.
And vouchers.
Well, I'll start with that one since that one's a little bit more fresh in the mind, but we do anticipate up to $12.05 million in capital funding, as well as up to 150 project-based vouchers. And those numbers could fluctuate depending on availability of funding as we work through the NOFA reviews. And upcoming events, we do have two that are set. We have Lincoln Avenue Apartments, which is in the city of Buena Park. They have a groundbreaking scheduled for February 18th at 11. I think you should have received invitations for that already. If not, please let me know and I'll make sure that you get that. And then also Pelican Harbor, which is in the city of Huntington Beach. And that one is a grand opening on March 20th at 10 a.m., I'm sorry. And then we have a tentatively scheduled grand opening for Wise Place in the city of Santa Ana on May 7th or 8th. And so whenever that comes back around, we'll make sure that all the commissioners get the invites as well.
What was the date for that last one?
Either May 7th or 8th. They okay. haven't confirmed that yet. Yes.
Carrie Buck, question related to the NOFA and the vouchers. Do you have a formula that you use or anything related to breaking it down between individuals and families? And then are you also looking at the number of families and individuals that are experiencing homelessness to balance that?
Yeah, so currently our NOFA doesn't distinguish between family CES or CES. A lot of our projects, because it is permanent supportive housing, it is We are getting a lot of production of single, either studio units or one-bedroom units. We do have a subset of projects that have two bedrooms, some three bedrooms, but we've actually been talking about how the requirements or how the restrictions would work, because some of the projects that we had previously, what we're talking about, the chronicity of families that are going, that are on the family CES, it was because the funding source is actually restricted to chronically homeless, and so we weren't able to pull from this family CES. But where appropriate, the units will be filled. So if it doesn't have a chronically homeless component and there are no other chronically homeless families on CES, then it would pull from a homeless family if there's no other restrictions on that unit. But we don't, yeah, we don't calculate or bifurcate for families versus individuals in our NOFA.
When you're looking at development, do you weigh any factors versus single room versus two bedroom or above? And I ask that because we have a lot of families that are in the coordinated entry system that are family size 1 to 3. So they're either in reunification or pregnant, and then up to 3. And it's becoming more and more difficult to find locations for them because the effort is being put into single bedroom units.
Yeah.
And they don't qualify for that, or they can't even begin to apply. So I just was curious if there was any consideration that was being made.
Yeah, I think we've been talking about it, but I think kind of going back to what January's mentioned too about the overall budget, you know, as you get into the larger bedroom sizes, the rent amount goes up. And so I think the ability for us to do strictly family units versus the permanent supportive housing individuals really is also dependent on what resources we have and whether or not we're able to accommodate the larger bedroom sizes, because it does have a higher rent amount that OCHA will be paying for.
Thank you.
Yeah. Any other questions? Yeah.
Great, thank you so much. Thank you for your report. That moves us on to our executive director's report, Julia Bidwell.
Yeah, good morning, Julia Bidwell, Executive Director of Orange County Housing Authority, Director of OC Housing Community Development. Just a few highlights. So I know that we're hearing about some of the funding struggles, but there are some additional vouchers that HUD has made available. And OCHA was awarded 50 new HUD Veterans Affairs Supportive Housing Vouchers, or HUD VASH vouchers. So they allowed us to apply and they awarded us 50 of those new VASH vouchers. So that's good news. And one tidbit that January put in here for me is that OCHA has the 17th largest HUD VASH program in the nation. Wow. And January, do you know nationally how many housing authorities there are?
About 3,300.
Out of 3,300. So we have a very robust HUD VASH program. OCHA was also successfully awarded renewal funding for our 4 family self-sufficiency coordinators. So some more good news there. I just leave all the bad news for my managers. No, I'm kidding. So just a preview of what's coming in the next few meetings. You've heard from staff, but just some more highlights. So OCHA's 5-year plan will be coming to your meeting next month. So some reading. Just a heads up, the 5-year plan for the housing authority is much different than on the community planning development side for community development block grant. They have a streamlined template. It's literally, you have to put in sentences for your goals. So that might be good news. It's not a lot of reading. There's not a lot of demographics or anything in that report. It's just mainly what are the goals for the housing authority for the next 5 years. And we'll present that at the next meeting and how we establish those recommended goals. Then, as Craig mentioned, we will bring the 5-year consolidated plan. They call it the community planning and development side of HUD's house. So they have the public housing agency side, or what we call PHA, and that's the housing authorities, and then community planning development is all the CDBG, home, and ESG funding. So that 5-year plan is a much larger document. There are 13, 14 participating cities, and so it's the demographics of all those cities, the needs, all of the surveys that were received, and how did we establish high priority goals for the use of those funds. So that will be coming in March for your review. And then also, I discussed with Chair Stephanie Otto, bringing forward to this commission, the National Association of Housing Redevelopment Officials, or NARO, is the large federal advocacy body for housing authorities, but also community planning development agencies. They hold a calendar contest each year, basically for children ages, kindergarten to up to 12 years old. The contest is What Home Means to Me, and the children who want to participate will draw a picture. And then nationally, they take a submission from each of the housing authorities that want to participate and decide who will be on the 12 months of the NARO calendar. So we are going to participate this year. We're going to engage anybody that's in affordable housing, so it could be federally funded home, low-income housing tax credit affordable housing, as well as our tenants on housing choice vouchers in any one of our programs. So we'll put the word out to the communities, and hopefully we'll get some responses. And then we're working out the details on, and we have releases and different things. We'd love to have them come here. We'd love to have your participation in making the selection. I know that'll be the hardest part, right? Hopefully we'll get lots of entries and it'll be really hard, but we can only choose one. So that's also a preview of coming attractions. That'll be either in March or April, where we kick off that project, and then we have to mail in our submission by May. So a few things coming, February, March, April. So that's it for my report, unless you have any questions.
I had a question, Stephanie Otto. For the calendar contest, can you send us a description of who could be a part of that, who we're reaching out to for that at some point when you guys have got it all figured out?
Absolutely. Yeah. We just discussed this morning working with our PIO on a flyer.
Okay.
So we'd be happy to send that flyer to you, and that's going to be the flyer that we're sending out.
That'd
to
be
folks.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any other questions? Okay. We're going to move on to member comments. At this time, members of the HNCD Commission may comment on agenda or non-agenda matters and ask questions of or give directions to staff, provided that no action shall be taken on non-agenda items unless authorized by law. Are there any comments any members of the commission would like to make?
I was just going to apologize. Oh, Frost, I was going to apologize for being late, Chair.
Thank you. Well, I know we're new in this location, so we're back here for 2025, so no worries. And Commissioner Mai?
Yes, James Mai here. I missed the last meeting. I was traveling. So I just wanted to make a couple comments here, is that I believe I've served on this commission for 3 years now. Is it 3 years? It's going on third year? It's about third year. This is where the first meeting was that I was at. I just wanted to say I missed the appointments, the new ones, but I see that it's on there, so I'm going to continue to serve until the supervisors decide to, hey, get out of here. We've tried before, get me out, but I'm going to wait till they officially release me, and then I'll go. But I wanted to say it was a pleasure serving with all of you guys. Sometimes it was controversial. You guys could say this is the we had a commission meeting where we had armed protection for somebody, which is a first for me anywhere. Since my last meeting, I've been elected to office in Irvine, some of you know, and then subsequently the vice mayor of Irvine now. And I will be the rep for Irvine to OCHCD should there be a vacancy for the city. So I'm the city selection should there be selection. As well, I'm also on the Irvine Land Trust. So I want to thank the staff here. I want to thank everyone else here. It was a pleasure learning about housing, helping hundreds of people that we've helped, and hope to see you guys in the future as well. So thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Commissioner Mai, for your service, mm-hmm. and good luck in your new roles.
Thank you.
Okay, any other comments? Nope. Okay, then we will adjourn at, who's got a phone?
10:40.
10:40. We'll adjourn at 10:40. Our next scheduled meeting, as a reminder, will be held in person here February 27th. And we'll see everybody then. Thank you.
Thanks.